That was the music of Tchaikovsky with the Vienna Philharmonic, the Scherzo Pizzicato Ostinato, the Vienna Philharmonic plucking away at those strings at Tchaikovsky's fourth. And we have a very special guest joining us on the jukebox line now, no stranger to our station, Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco. He's the music director of the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra, Burlington Symphony, York Symphony, Opera York. Well, the list goes on. True icon and a huge factor of his success is also being a regular guest conductor of many orchestras in Europe, working in both symphonic and operatic genres. Welcome, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on the line. And we're heading to Burlington for this call. The Burlington Symphony is on our mind, a spectacular 2024-2025 season coming up, some special cross-culture programming, a fiery Spanish concert, all kinds of Christmas vibes as well. But let's head to your first event, the big symphonic work that starts it all. We just played a fragment of it, the Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect at the Symphony of Fate.
Absolutely. Our first concert of the season features not only monumental work by Tchaikovsky, of course, the Fourth Symphony, but it's a very special opening concert as we feature two of our young artist competition winners, Amiel Lang and Joel Krieger, will be performing Brahms Violin Concerto and the Rosero Marimba Concerto.
Oh, wow.
It's always fantastic to feature young artists as we're, you know, tremendous supporters of our future musicians.
Wonderful. Great to have a pairing of those monumental works. What would you say are the artistic goals of this season that you have planned when you take a look at everything from a kind of bird's eye view?
Yeah, so I kind of blocked off three goals for us. The first and very important one is the quality of the orchestra. I pushed these musicians very hard and they work so hard for me, something that I really value. The second, of course, is expanding our season. This year, we've gone from 4 concerts when I started with the orchestra to 7 concerts a year.
Whoa. Yeah, what an increase.
In that is variety of programming. Our third goal was to offer everything from traditional symphonic works like Tchaikovsky and The Planets. Again, another monumental work.
Perfect for today's theme. We were just covering all the night sky kind of themes. Let's play a moment from one of The Planets to finish our call today. But yeah, go ahead with some of the other highlights.
Absolutely. World music, we've got a performance that features music from Chinese backgrounds, Persian, Indian, and Spanish, Arabic, indigenous. And then there's a little bit of opera in there for those who love opera.
Interesting. Well, tell us, that intrigued me. Music across cultures, that's taking place February 9th. Special concert, music from around the world, traditional Chinese, Persian, Indian, Spanish, Arabic, indigenous, and Slavic and Scandinavian. That's a lot in one concert. Yeah, tell us a little bit more.
It is. You know, it's a program where we try to cover as many, obviously, cultures as we can. There's not, you know, enough time in a concert to cover everything, but we have some incredible special guest artists, Sampradaya, which is a classical Indian dance company. The Canadian Arabic Orchestra were just fantastic. I've worked with them before. Shannon Thunderbird, an old friend, is an indigenous vocalist that will be joining us.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they'll be obviously doing very traditional works from their own cultures. And the orchestra will do some purely orchestral arrangements of some traditional music from, like I said, a Chinese background, Spanish. We even have some Hungarian music. Caitlin Emery will be joining us. She's also a local Burlington artist that's gone off to do wonderful professional work and is returning to do some charas.
Terrific. You mentioned at the very first concert, the Symphony of Fate, that fate theme shows up in so much of Tchaikovsky's work. Of course, he had that patroness, Nadezhda von Meck, who he never met. And he was getting out of his catastrophic marriage while he was writing some of these works, like Capriccio Italien or the Fourth Symphony. And here with the Fourth Symphony, he said that in this work, you'll find an echo of your most intimate thoughts and emotions. Give us a little bit of a breakdown of that work and why it's such a great work to start off your season with.
Yes. You know, just a quick background on that is we don't always have a chance to chat with the audience about it, something that I try to do from the stage. But seeing that Tchaikovsky, you know, had a really rough 3-year period leading up to 1880, you know, got into a marriage that was sort of forced upon him by society.
Yep.
It failed miserably. He was about to give up, let alone on music, on life, you know, through patron that inspired him to continue writing. And he got back into writing with things like his Serenade for Strings and works like the Fourth Symphony.
Right.
What we hear in this Fourth Symphony is what continues in his Fifth as well, which is a unifying of movements with common themes.
Yes.
You know, throughout the first movement, we hear the recurring sounds of the opening, the knock of fate. He borrows from Beethoven.
Fifth.
Yeah, we hear the fifth in there. We also hear, if we really pay attention to this rhythm that he uses in the first movement, we hear Eroica in there.
Yeah, there's the fanfare, the triumph, right?
And so a lot of this comes in sort of the inner, deepest emotional spirit of Tchaikovsky. And each of the movements are just fantastic. I think truly an audience favorite.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's just touch upon the Young Artist Competition and how the, you know, some of these finalists are being showcased, supported throughout your series. Of course, you mentioned the two wonderful ones, Joel Krieger, you mentioned, and Amiel Ang wins and percussion winner, the string finalist, Joel. That's part of the opening concert. What else is happening throughout the season?
So we're actually just about to release our Young Artist Competition for this season. Last year's winners, our competition runs mid-year, and the winners get placed in the following season. So we're just about to release our 24-25 Young Artist Competition, and I always encourage as many as possible. Not everyone can win.
There must be so much incredible talent out there. I know, you know, just how many applications the you know, some of these summer academies get throughout our province.
Yes, and you know, unfortunately, I can't place everyone, but why I encourage people to do it is I get to hear them, and very often I'll come across performers that may not win, but I place them in other concerts. It's happened quite often, and the more exposure young artists get in front of an audience, in front of a conductor, the better it is for their career.
Wonderful. Great to have that word out there. And finally, a new offering from the Burlington Symphony Orchestra this year, Christmas is for Kids. There's a full-length holiday program that's coming up Sunday, December 8th, 4 p.m. Some seasonal favorites there, audience sing-along. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So a couple of seasons ago, I really converted our Christmas show to a fairly family-friendly program with the traditional sing-alongs and always a couple of guest artist singers. This year, I wanted to separate to give really the young children a chance to come to a concert, affordable tickets, and make it short enough that they don't have to sit through, you know, a full two-hour program. So we offer our regular two-hour program, regular concert with intermission. And prior to that, at 2 p.m., we're going to do a short, just under an hour program, really designed for those young children, young families that want to come along, hear some great Christmas music played by a symphony, and sing along and have a good time. And if they're really good, Santa may show up and share some time with them.
Just great. Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for walking us through some of the highlights of your Burlington Symphony Orchestra season this year. Check it out at burlingtonsymphony.ca. Get the full scheduling. It's been around since 1973. A repertoire of diverse, challenging concert programs like the Tchaikovsky. At the same time, quality music programming at affordable prices throughout the year. And just very, very heartwarming to see what you're doing with the annual Young Artist Competition. Also, aspiring young musicians to join in on the season. So good luck to you and your team, Dennis. We'll for certain connect again soon and see what's going on.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Daniel.
Always a pleasure. And have a great afternoon. Now, next up, we have Gustav Holst, The Planets. Here's Mercury, the Winged Messenger with your Toronto Symphony Orchestra.